Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing this week, coping with stress, which is very much a part of our lives today. And much of it is external, some of it is internal, but the important thing is, what's the bottom line? Yes, there's stress. We will never get away from it in this world system. A time is coming, praise God, when we're with the Lord. There will be no more fear, anxiety, stress, pain, sorrow, death, sickness, anything that has been a result of the curse and of sin entering the world. We will experience none of that. But in this lifetime, Jesus said, you will have tribulation, but He tells us something else. He says, be of good cheer. Have we come to the place that we can really be of good cheer? I mean, we hear those words, and yet, is that our response when we go through tribulation? Why should we be cheerful? Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world, Jesus said. And so what we're experiencing now is a temporary thing. Just as Jesus endured the shame and the suffering of the cross, why? For the joy that was set before Him. And that's how we have to view the trials and troubles that come in our lives. Everything comes to pass. Everything is not permanent. This is a temporary condition. However, it's important how we respond, most important spiritually for our walk with God, and also on every other level in terms of our physical health. So many of the major conditions that are afflicting people today on a physical level, high blood pressure, cardiac disease of all kinds, stomach problems, headaches, they're the result of prolonged stress. And prolonged stress can really bring serious physical breakdown in the body, because God has not intended us to live like that. And so the world has no resource. Well, I shouldn't say that. No, they do. They have alcohol, they have drugs, they have relationships, whatever. They have various ways of trying to cope with it. But a Christian has the power, the love of our Heavenly Father at our disposal. He is waiting for us to stop wrestling and struggling with the problems, with the issues, and as a child, give them to God. Now, it's easy to say, it's a far more difficult thing to literally and effectively do that in a genuine and real way. We have to be honest with God. Let's understand. I mean, there may be some preaching out there that, you know, if you've got problems, something's wrong in your life. Well, it's true. If we are in rebellion, if we are walking in willful sin, then yes, we're opening the door to the work of the enemy. But many times in the lives of the most committed, loving, precious Christians who love God, there are seasons in all of our lives at times that we just go through very, very difficult situations. And those are very lonely times. It's a time that we tend to withdraw and we feel forsaken. We may not express that to the Lord, but it's hard, just as Job did. Beloved, Job was one of my heroes. We'll talk more about that. But I just want you to know, beloved, that when you're going through a hard time, God has purposes for it. He does not put sickness on you. He doesn't bring those stressful conditions. It's a part of being in the world. However, At times, he does allow it to happen. And this is when we need to be honest with ourselves and honest with God. James 1 and 12 states, "Blessed is the man," hear me now, hear what the word says, "who perseveres under trial." It says right there. I mean, if you think a successful, victorious Christian life is one without trial, well, I'm sorry, that might preach well, but that is not what the word says. James continues, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." On a physical level, as I've shared, stress can bring all kinds of physical problems, headaches, asthma, ulcers, skin disease, tension, high blood pressure, heart attacks. It is said that $500 million worth of tranquilizers, probably more than that, are sold each year for all types of stress-related problems. Drugs that numb the central nervous system and sense organs cost several million dollars. And cigarettes, which are in themselves addictive, are used as a nervous outlet, as, of course, they're well as being habit-forming. And it is said that Americans smoke an average of 204 packs of cigarettes per person each year. You know, I was talking with a friend recently. She was a former smoker, and she's approaching 80 years of age. She recalls, actually, her mom gave her cigarettes because in the era in which she grew up, medical doctors were prescribing cigarettes to relieve nervous tension. Can you believe it? Well, I mean, that's in her lifetime. And so we the world has all sorts of ways to kind of alleviate stress. A chart has been developed which shows the impact of different stress situations upon the human nervous system. And there's a book out there, You Can Handle Stress, by the author Ron Suzik. He describes the results, or the research, if you will, of a Dr. Thomas Holmes, who is a psychiatrist. Now I'm speaking, of course, this is a secular realm. He's at the University of Washington School of Medicine. He developed a social readjustment rating scale in order to help recognize stress-related illnesses. Just bear with me. The degrees of impact are, this is the result of stress. I mean, 100 being the greatest, the death of a spouse is 100. Divorce is 73. Marital separation, 65. A jail term, prison term, 63. Death of close family members, 63. Remember now, we're at a scale of 100. Personal injury or illness, 53. Marriage, 50. Fired at work, 47. Marital reconciliation, 45. Retirement, 45. A change in the health of a family member, 44. Pregnancy, 40. Business readjustment, 39. Change in financial state, 38. Death of a close friend, 37. A change in the number of arguments with a spouse, 35. Mortgage over $10,000, 31. Foreclosure of a mortgage or a home or a loan at 30. Change in responsibilities at work, 29. A son or daughter leaving home, 29. Trouble with in-laws, 29. Change in living condition, 25. Revision of personal habits, 24. Trouble with a boss, 23. Change in work hours or conditions, 20. A change in residence, even moving, 20. Change in schools, 20. Change in church activities, imagine that, 18. Change in sleeping habits, 16. Vacation, 13. Have you ever come back from a vacation more stressed than when you left? Christmas, 12. Minor violations of the law, 11. Well, I realize that was fairly extensive, but Dr. Holm warns that if any three items on the list that I've shared occur with intensity and all at one time, the results could be disastrous. And without any humor, sometimes stress will lead to suicide. As I shared earlier, it's a leading cause of death in teens. So having said all that, knowing that, I think, and if you've lived any length of time, even as young people are finding out stress is a part of life, but what caused it? What are the answers? How come there's such stress? Well, yeah, let's go to the Word of God. It's found in Genesis, the third chapter, and I'm going to be reading at verse 9 through 19. A familiar passage. It's our first parents, Adam and Eve, and they found even scientifically that as far as DNA, genetic makeup, we all go back to an initial set of parents. Male and female, did he create them? The Lord God called unto Adam. He said, "Where art thou?" He said, this is Adam, "I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." See, fear enter for the first time. And God said, he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree where I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, now we start the blame game, "The woman whom thou gavest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." And to Adam he said, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, and for dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return." This was the sentence as a result of disobedience and rebellion of our first parents. And that's why there's sorrow. That's why there's pain. That's why there's evil and all manner of wickedness in this earth, because of sin, beloved. Thank God. Our God did not leave us there as he spoke to Eve. He spoke of a promised seed. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Thank God for those of us who have experienced his saving grace. And that is the answer to deal with the issues and problems of life. Well, I have so much more to share, and I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have needs, if you're dealing with stress, if you're dealing with frustration, I invite you to write the announcer. We'll give our contact information. I love you, and I do pray for you every day, my UCM partners and my radio family. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.